Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. The response factor to serve during cholera. As we continue to reflect on the cholera disease of 1854, we focus on a few accounts that highlight the selflessness born out of a desperate situation. The overwhelming nature of the cholera disease in Barbados served in most instances to officially and unofficially call for all hands on deck, and residents responded, going above and beyond the call of duty. On this day, June 24th, in the year 1854, an incident reported by an eyewitness to the scene highlighted the total commitment of those within the society. It seemed like a whole of island effort. The medical gentleman was one group within the society that was singled out for distinction related to their service. One account is given of Dr. Walton, who, although not feeling well, and while no indication of the source of his feeling unwell was given, he continued to serve the community. On this day, he was called out about 4 p.m. to attend to a girl who had reportedly suffered a fractured thigh while in a marl pit when a large stone had fallen. En route to her aid, he was involved in an accident when a careless cart driver struck his gig. Dr. Walton was injured and suffered a dislocated left arm. Dr. Manning, who was also making his own rounds, came to the aid of Dr. Walton. He reset his arm, aided the young girl by setting her thigh, and attended to some cholera victims in the neighborhood, all before going on to other patients before he terminated his toil for the day. What a show of resilience, which was echoed across the island as the duty to serve was called up and seemingly birthed in the bosoms of residents at the time. Doctors Bascom, Brereton, and Springer also deserve honorable mention for their heroic actions despite the dangers and imminence of death. Other acts on the island during cholera highlighted the human tendency for the greater good. The Reverend Thomas Butcher, at the time assessing the situation, concluded that, quote, both public officers and private individuals exerted themselves unremittingly to check the pestilence and dispel the fears of the people, end quote. Within the public domain, through legislation, the government made funds available to the commissioners of health to facilitate their work. The government also bought vacant lands to be pressed into service as new burial spaces. The overwhelming nature of the disease, the swiftness of death, and the volume of death made it absolutely necessary to acquire burial space, because when deaths for 1853 were compared with those of 1854, the numbers were excessively higher in that current year. Soup kitchens were also set up to provide for the destitute. Rations like bread, soup, candles, soap, and other necessities were also made available. In an effort to stem the tide of the disease, white lime to wash down houses and yards was also distributed by government, and several thousand gallons of water delivered daily. In the private arena, a subscription was established where officers, merchants, and other citizens gave liberally to the tune of $1,000. Through a committee formed to disburse the funds, homeopathic medicines were purchased and agents were engaged to administer the remedies. Additionally, a number of gentlemen offered their gratuitous services to the Board of Health, going from house to house assessing the situation. Mr. Perkins, the contractor of coffins, should also be mentioned here as one whose tireless and zealous efforts cost him the greatest sacrifice, life. He died. These efforts represent only a small number of those who did all within their power to bring relief, and stands as a true exercise in philanthropy, selflessness, and commitment, whether consciously or unconsciously, to render hope to a society that was under dire threat of desperation.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.